I got a sheet right here. So that's just one way to try to get extra income and to do business with our local stores in the
Amen.
Geneva.
There's forms in the back if you want to check that out. And if you need any further information, because we're kind of fuzzy on it, my sister Judy seems to know, and she's back in the... What's that? Oh, and also we are still collecting ink and toner cartridges. If you have used up ink and toner cartridges, rather than throw them in the trash, bring them here. There's a box out there in the coat room in the foyer there. Just throw them in there, and that's another way. Just they come, somebody comes and picks them up, and then they send us a check. I mean, it's not a lot of money, but it's like free money. Why wouldn't you do that, right? I'm into free money. Anybody into free money? Thank you, Jesus. Send it all our way, however much we can get. You know, so there's just a couple of simple ways that, you know, rather than just throwing stuff in the trash or just doing your shopping, you know, without even thinking, you know, there's ways that we can raise some money for the kingdom of God. And that's really the important thing, is raising money for God's kingdom. Before I get into this morning's message, there's a couple of things I want to do. As we're singing this song, you know, it just, I surrender all. Do we really surrender all? Do we really? We should. If we did, we wouldn't be frustrated. We wouldn't have anything to complain about. It wouldn't matter how our day went or who was involved in it. There would be nothing bad to say, because why? We surrender all. But if we're complaining, if we're frustrated, if we can't handle the people that God put in our way, oh, struck a chord there. Then chances are we haven't surrendered at all. And so think about that. You know, that kind of went together. We sang that Revelation song a moment ago, and I've shared this testimony time and time again, how when I sang that line at one time, "You are my everything," and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, "No, I'm not." And I'm like, "What? What do you mean? If I was your everything, then this situation over here wouldn't be bothering you so much, because you would know that I've got it." And I'm like, "You know what, God? You're right. Because if you were my everything, I would have joy no matter what. Whether he gives or whether he takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. I will praise you, God, in the good times. I will praise you, God, in the hard times. If I would just surrender it all." So there's a good little gauge for yourself, a good little self-examination for yourself. What's your mood today? What's your attitude today? Is it an attitude of praise and of joy no matter what? Or is it an attitude of, "You know what, I'm done with this. I can't take this any longer." Depending on where you're at, you can gauge yourself, have I truly surrendered all? And if you find that, you know what, maybe I haven't surrendered it all, then I need to repent. I need to give it to Jesus. I need to lift his name up in praise. Why? Because he's worthy. Amen? Not too many amens on that. It's a perspective thing. Do you know, and I'll just cover this a little bit more, because I got a little bit of a response there pertaining to the people that God put in your way. Are you aware that the people that God put in your way are the people that God put in your way? Oh, God, really? You sent that person into my life? What could you possibly have put that person into my life for? Maybe to teach you some lessons. Some lessons on how to love, perhaps some lessons on how to give, some lessons on how to deal with the unlovely. I don't know. I think I've already preached enough on that. You all get it, I think, right? And don't get me wrong. There are some people in our lives that maybe God wants to show me how to let go of something. That's hard. I don't know. I'm going to let God and you work that out. But however it is, no matter what the case is, God is worthy of our praise, right? And so let's surrender all to him. I'd like to welcome you all this morning. I'm so glad that you've all come out. I know there's a lot of people traveling, a lot of people, you know, picnicking today, and so we have several that are out this morning, but you guys are here, and I trust that every time that we come into this place, God meets us. I never want to come in here the same and leave the same as I came in. It doesn't matter, you know, doesn't matter how long I've been serving the Lord. I know there's more. And so my prayer for each and every one of us today is that today somehow God will do something in our lives that will just change us forever. So Father, as we surrender all to you today, we focus our eyes on Jesus Christ. Lord, let your Spirit so move in our hearts that we would forever be changed. God, bless each one that has come here. We call upon you because only through you do blessings come. And so, God, forgive us where we have fallen short and empower us, O God, with your Spirit to walk in your will, in your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, also do we have children's church today? I know we have a lot of people out. You'll take them down, Doug? Oh, they're already down there? Children, you want to go downstairs? I almost forgot. Wow, nobody's running today. What's up? Of course, half the kids aren't here. What? There's only three kids? You want to stay upstairs? You can stay upstairs. We can push the program off the next week. Bella, do you want to stay upstairs or do you want to go downstairs? You want to go downstairs? Well, get going. Oh, you want to stay here? Oh, okay. All right. We'll keep the children. If there's anybody downstairs, let them know. We'll take a break this week of children's church, which is okay. A little unusual, but okay. This being Memorial Day weekend, just something I'd like to ask. Is anyone here have a loved one or family member who was lost in battle? Anyone? You do? What was their name? John? Not that John, of course, because he's sitting right there. His son, John. Your son, John. Was lost in what battle? Do you know? Was he in service when he died?
Oh.
He got wounded. Okay. Okay. And so, but he's still alive. Yeah. And so we honor him on Veterans Day. This is Memorial Day. Does anybody have a loved one who's died? Dave. What's his name? Who? Albert? Albert Peterson. World War II. And do you know what battle he was in? Okay. Albert Peterson. And?
We lost 58,000 men.
In Vietnam. Yes, we did.
In the war. And it's just, you know, it was only a few years to recognize. That was 50 years ago.
Yeah. And it still cuts like a knife today, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
World War II veterans are dying 1,000 a week.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
Albert Peterson. Was he related or was he a friend? Excuse me? Your uncle. Anyone else? Yes.
My mother's brother, Paul Hutchinson.
Paul Hutchinson. Okay.
I don't think it was combat circumstances.
Sure. But he died in service to this country. Yes. And you had your hand up?
My mom's husband, Bishop Pope, he died in Asia.
Wow. So Richard and Paul and Albert. The reason I'm asking this is because you know what? Memorial Day, a lot of, for some people, is more personal than for others. I don't know anybody that died. Sure.
And this just happened when somebody mentioned that in R. I didn't think of
due to service of this country, yes.
Of the Agent Orange, that's because that Parkinson's disease going with him.
Right.
Joe Bowles.
Joe.
Just my other daughter's father-in-law.
Okay.
And he just passed away last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just last week.
Just last week.
Patty.
Priscilla
Lynch. I asked this question intentionally because, as I said, for some, Memorial Day is a whole lot more personal than others. I can't off the top of my head think of anybody in my family who's died in combat. I have family members who have served. But, you know, people that have died as a result of serving this country. And so for those of you who have names in your heart of people who have died, I want to pray for you this morning. Because it really matters. Father, I pray for these who have lost loved ones due to war, due to serving this country. I pray for them, O God. Because they are still here. They have these memories of these loved ones who have been lost. And God, we never want to forget or take lightly the service of these ones who are gone, what they have done for us in this country. So God, I pray you bless these family members and these friends of these loved ones, even today, because Memorial Day, today is the day that we set aside to remember. And I pray for those here who have those names, whose hearts may be a little heavier than the rest of us, that God, you will comfort them and you will lift them up, and those memories of their loved ones, Lord God, would not fade in any way, but just give them hope of your love in their lives. God, bless these here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And I thank you for these names and these people who were selfless and sacrificed. Such a great, great sacrifice for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing those names with us. I want to look at 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17 through 27. We're going to talk about Memorial Day. I'm usually not one who likes to... I normally don't like to preach sermons that pertain to the particular holiday, you know, whatever that case may be. I mean, it happens oftentimes, but today it does. Today I really want to acknowledge, I want to remember those who have fallen as a result of serving this country. And I want to look at some scripture as we do that. And in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "Then David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. And he told them to teach the children of Judah the song of the bow. Indeed, it is written in the book of Jasher." Here David is lamenting. He's doing exactly what we are called to do today. What this nation has decided today would be, well, not today, but tomorrow, would be this weekend, would be Memorial Day, that we will remember those who have fallen. And here David is lamenting over Saul and over his friend Jonathan because they have fallen in war. They have fallen in battle. And David kind of shows us here what it's like to lament. And he writes out this song and he says, "Teach it to the children of Judah." And that's really interesting that David says, you know what, here's some of my beloved that have fallen in war. And I want you to teach this song to our children and to their children in order that their memories would continue on. That's exactly what we're doing here. That's what Memorial Day is all about. And it says in verse 19, "The beauty of Israel is slain on high places." You know what? You could take those names of those loved ones that we mentioned here and those 58,000 others and all the hundreds of thousands that have died in battle, and you can put them in there. You could, and if you wanted to put it in the context of America, you could say the beauty of America is slain on high places. It says, "How the mighty have fallen. Tell it not in Gath, proclaim it not in the streets of Ascalon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, and lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph." And what he's saying there is, you know what? The mighty have fallen, but don't make it such an event that our enemies rejoice over their loss. David was concerned about that. He says in verse 21, O mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew nor rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for the shield of the mighty is cast away there. And what he's talking about there is the place where Saul and Jonathan died. David didn't want any more rain to fall on that place. He didn't want the fields to yield any fruit in that place. The shield of Saul not anointed with oil. Verse 22, from the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty. Saul and Jonathan were beloved and pleasant in their lives. And you know, you can put any name in there. And in their death, they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul. And again, if you want to put that in the context of America today, you could cry out, O daughters of America, weep over the loss of our loved ones. Weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with luxury and who put ornaments of gold on your apparel. Do you understand that the things you have today are a result of the people who fought for you to be free? The reason why we are even here in this church building today, the reason why we have clothes on our backs, the reason why we have whatever it is that we, you know, these chairs we have to sit in this city that we have to live in, the only reason for it is because of those who have gone before us in the armed forces. And that's what he's talking about here. How the mighty have fallen, verse 25, in the midst of the battle. Jonathan was slain in your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. You have been very pleasant to me. Your love to me was wonderful, surpassing the love of a woman. And you know what? Only people who serve in the military, I believe this to be true, only people who serve in the military, who fight side by side with their brothers, understand what David's talking about here, about that love for somebody that surpasses a woman's love. I think that that band of brothers, I don't care who you are, if you talk to anybody who served in the military, those friendships that they built in that service time are friendships that they will hold on to for the rest of their lives. I mean, there's a bond there. There is a camaraderie there that just goes deeper than even what David describes here as the love of a woman. And then in verse 27, it says, how the mighty have fallen, the weapons of war perished. And so here we have in God's word, and God, thank you for your word. Here we have an example of what Memorial Day should be. Right here in God's Word. And you know, anybody that's on Facebook, you see all these different things. Anybody, you see stuff on the computer. And you see a picture. There's this one that gets me every time I see it. This little boy standing there brave, holding back the tears, as a serviceman is handing him his father's flag. There's a caption under that that says, just in case you thought this was about a 3-day weekend with a barbecue or something like that. This is so much more sacred. We should never forget. And you know what? All the way back to the Revolutionary War that freed us from Britain. Every soldier, every person who stood up to fight for this nation and for our freedoms is worthy of our respect and our recognition. Even the way that David recognized Jonathan and Saul. And so that's what this is about. John chapter 15, Verse 13 says, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And you know what? I don't know if every serviceman that has ever lost his life in battle, I don't know if they were followers of Jesus Christ. I don't know where their hearts were at. I pray to God that every single one of them, wherever they at, were at in their walk with God, I pray that they all made it to heaven somehow. But the truth of it is they laid down their lives for their friends. And the Bible says there's no greater love than that. That's powerful. That's got to mean something. I got to believe that means something in God's kingdom. The Bible tells us there in John chapter 19, verse 30, that Jesus did this. He said after he had gotten thirsty, or they thought he was thirsty, and they brought him some vinegar, and after he had the vinegar, he gave up his life. It says he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. He said, it is finished. It said that there are two people who have given their lives for our freedom, the first one being Jesus Christ and the other one being the American soldier. That's powerful. That should mean something. And you know, it's a sad day in America when you can look around, and I don't want to get all political, but when you can look around and you see people trampling on the flag and burning the flag and taking advantage of the freedoms. You know, we've been given the freedom of speech. When somebody takes the advantage of the freedom of speech to put down the man who's giving his very life, or the woman who's giving his very life, in order for you to have that freedom to speak. It's a sad thing. But you know what? They'll do it anyway. They'll give their lives anyway. Just like Jesus did. Jesus knew that we were going to be sinners. He knew that we wouldn't follow him to the fullest all of our lives. He knew that there would be many people who would never call upon his name, but he died for them anyway. And the American soldier, whatever branch they're in, whatever level they reach, you know, in the ranks and all of that stuff, the American soldier, I believe, gets that. They are special people. They know that even though somebody would be willing to stab them in the back, they're willing to die for them because they know the value of freedom. They know the value of having this country that we live in, where we are free to live and to love and to pursue happiness and all those things that America affords us. We should never take that for granted. And we should always remember those who've fallen. You know, Jesus, he gave us an ordinance, the ordinance of communion. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus laid down his life for us, and for us not to forget, he gives us an ordinance. He says, take communion. We'll do that, I think next week is the first. We do that usually on the first Sunday of the month. And we only do it once a month, and there's a reason for that. You know, some churches do it every week. And that's okay, too. That doesn't bother me. Unless it becomes just a routine. It's like, okay, we're going through the motions. Communion time. Let's just get it over with. It should be a special time. It's a time when you remember what Jesus did, how he laid down his life on the cross for us. And so Jesus gives us this ordinance. He says, do this in remembrance of me. That's why it says this on this table up front here. What's it say? It says, do this in remembrance of me. What's that about? It's about communion. It's about remembering Jesus Christ. It's not just about sipping a little grape juice and eating a little cracker. It's about recognizing him and remembering the death that he died for you and I. And so what shall we do in remembrance of the soldiers who have given their lives for us? Well, thankfully, in this nation, we have a day we call Memorial Day, and we recognize them, and that's a good thing. Anybody go to Waterloo this weekend yet? Man, if you tried to get through town yesterday, forget about it. That town, they had this parade in that town. I heard somebody told me, don't even go near Waterloo. You won't get... it's going to be difficult. They make a big deal out of it, and they this is the 150th year that they've celebrated it, and so it was kind of an extra special year. And so there was a lot going on. And so that's one of the things that they do, that we do as a society. We have a holiday weekend. The kids get a day off or two of school. Most of us probably get a day off of work. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful thing? But let's not forget what it's really about. And so what can we do in remembrance of these soldiers who have laid down their lives? And it doesn't matter if they passed in training. It doesn't matter if they passed in battle. It doesn't matter if they passed several years later because of an effect of a chemical that was put in their body when they were serving so many years ago. Their life was given and sacrificed for ours. And so what can we do? And I want to go back to 2 Samuel, the very next verse after what we had talked about there. The very next verse is chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" Which we know the word Judah means praise. "And the Lord said to him, Go up. And David said, Where shall I go? And he said, Go to Hebron." Which the word Hebron means association. And so here David, if you read it in the context, at the end of the last chapter, the last verse says, "How the mighty have fallen and the weapons of war perished." But then it says, "David inquired of the Lord." And you know, so what can we do to memorialize, to remember these who have fallen? The first thing is go to God. That's the first thing David did. He recognized, here's Paul, here's Jonathan, or Saul, I'm sorry, and Jonathan, who lost their lives on the battlefield. The first thing David does is he goes to the Lord. And you know what? We need to be and maintain and continue being a Christian nation. We need to continue going to the Lord, inquiring of the Lord. And you know what else we need to do? David says, "Shall I go up into the cities of Judah?" We need to be the kind of people that will praise God. Inquire, go to God and give Him praise. Why? Because we have this great land to live in. Why? Because we have men and women who are willing to lay down their lives to make sure we have this great land to live in. And then it says, "And the Lord said to him, Go up." And David said, "Where shall I go?" And he said, "Go to Hebron." Which the word Hebron means association. And I just find this to be fascinating. How do we remember? How do we give recognition and respect to those who have fallen? Let's remain a Christian nation who runs to God. Let's remain a nation that will give praise to God. And let's stay associated with the American values that this country was founded on, that those people are dying for. I don't think, I truly believe that God allowed this nation to be formed in order that there would be one nation under God that would celebrate Jesus Christ in the open. Do you know that America, its founding, you know, you can say Israel. Israel is the promised nation, you know, the blessed nation of God. They're the apple of God's eye and all that. But do you know that Israel to this day do not recognize Jesus Christ as Lord? America does. And so let's keep that association. In remembrance of those fallen soldiers, let's keep that association. The association of man with God, of sinner with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and continue to give Him praise. Inquire of the Lord and go up to the place of praise and maintain that association with one another and with those who are willing to go into battle to keep the freedoms that we have today. Isn't that awesome? I hope that as we go to our picnics in the next couple of days, I'm sure are going to be full of picnics. Anybody ready to overeat? We're going to. I'm pretty sure of it. And by the way, if you go to Wendy's, ask for a single, because I ended up overeating yesterday. I got started already, because apparently by default they want to give you a double unless you ask for a single. So I'm just throwing that out there for anybody. Because I'd rather my overeating be spent on dessert. I ate so much I wasn't. They have a dessert over there at Tim Hortons. I ate so much I wasn't able to get that. I'd rather overeat on the fun stuff, right? Anyway, I hope that this weekend, you know what, let's not, make sure it's not about you, me. Let's make sure it's about those who give us the opportunity to be you and me. Amen. Stand with me. This is kind of a short message this morning. I wrote down a little prayer, and I'd like us to recite it together if we can. I don't even know if you're going to be able to read it. It's on the screen. But in memory of those who have fallen, of those who have sacrificed, of those who have given their lives for us, I want to pray this prayer together. Let's begin. Lord, as a nation, we lament over those who have fallen while serving to protect our freedoms. Like David, our souls struggle within over the loss of our brothers and sisters who have given their very lives for the sake of ours. May we as a nation never take lightly the sacrifice made by these great, great servants of love. Today we recognize their service and love for us and pause to remember their lives which were voluntarily and valiantly laid down for us. May God have mercy on their souls and comfort their families, and may we never forget to give them honor and praise for their willingness to serve and sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for the men and women that we memorialize today. Amen. Father, I do thank you so much. And again, for these who have mentioned loved ones or friends or family members that have been taken because of their sacrifice and their service to this country, I just pray a special blessing more on them. But Lord, may we, as we recognize the great sacrifices that have been made for us, may we always remember them, and may we always give you praise for the work that they have done and the lives that they have lived and the deaths that they have died for me. Bless each one here today. May we have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all, and thanks for coming out. Again, enjoy the weather, enjoy one another, but make sure we know what this is about. Amen. Have a great weekend, and we'll be here Wednesday night or Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning for prayer, and then Wednesday night for Celebrate Recovery. Be blessed. Love one another before you leave.